Michael in Havana, Florida, listening on WINS. You're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Yes, sir. Senator Sanders, if you could get a message to Barack Obama as soon as possible that he needs to step up for the American people and announce as soon as next week that he will be convening a meeting of the scientists of NASA, the engineers of MIT, Stanford, GM, Ford, Chrysler, and we're going to have a national effort, Rosie the Riveter-type World War II effort, and we're going to open factories across this country. Millions of workers will be needed, line workers, computer workers, custodians, and we will be producing millions of plug-in electric cars and hybrid efficiency.
Michael, I could not agree with you more.
I mean, it has to happen. We have the technology.
That's it, exactly. That is our, let me emphasize Michael's point, that I agree with him absolutely. I mean, the bad news is that our economy is tanking, unemployment is up, inflation is up, we're losing good-paying jobs. But here's the good news, and Michael put his finger right on it. It is no longer a pipe dream. It is not just some weird scientists who are talking about sustainable energy, about plug-in automobiles that get 150 miles per gallon. I was in last year an electric car that has a range of 200 miles. They are sitting there right now. And Michael is absolutely right. We can create millions of good-paying jobs rebuilding our transportation system. Earlier, we talked about the need to build a new rail system in America. But in addition to that, we have just unlimited potential in terms of hybrid plug-ins, electric cars. And in the process, we can rebuild our automobile manufacturing capabilities, which are now rapidly disintegrating. So it's sitting there ready to happen, and we've got to make it happen. And again, that will be a major difference, I think, in this campaign between Obama and McCain. Who is going to be more aggressive on this issue?